From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. New attacks by Libyan warplanes have failed to dislodge rebel fighters who control the key port city of Brega in the eastern part of Libya. Army units who have switched sides and joined with the rebels are deployed around the city's oil refinery. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro is in Brega, and she says rebels are in full control there.
It is totally in the hands of the pro-democracy rebels. They have reinforced their positions with anti-tank weapons and anti-aircraft guns, and there are literally hundreds of them in the town of Brega at the moment, sort of digging in defensively to make sure that they can keep this city.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro in Brega. Tens of thousands of people are trying to escape the violence in Libya by crossing the border into Tunisia. A crowd of evacuees jammed a bus at a border crossing there. Egyptian national Mohamed Juma says he's relieved to have made it into Tunisia.
At last, I'll see my family. After many days of suffering and boring and many things.
The UN is warning of a growing humanitarian crisis along the border. Authorities in Germany say they're investigating the attack on a busload of U.S. Air Force personnel at the Frankfurt International Airport as a possible act of Islamist terrorism. Two airmen were killed and two others were wounded. NPR's Eric Westerveld in Frankfurt says the Air Force is looking into possible security lapses.
Most of the airmen attacked were part of a base security team passing through Germany en route to Afghanistan. The gunman, who German police say is a 21-year-old of Kosovo descent, walked up to and into a military bus and opened fire. Lieutenant General Stephen Mueller, vice commander of the U.S. Air Force in Europe, says a full probe of any breakdown in security is underway.
We'll dig into this from every possible angle to say, did we have a lapse in security? Was there something we could have done different to avoid this?
German federal prosecutors today said they suspect the gunman was motivated by extremist Islamist ideology. General Mueller says it's too soon to know that with certainty or whether he acted alone. Eric Westerveld, NPR News, Frankfurt.
President Obama has signed a stopgap spending bill to keep the federal government operating. NPR's John Itzty reports Gene Sperling, the head of the president's National Economic Council, says it's now time for Republican lawmakers to give some ground.
Republicans had called for $100 billion in cuts from the president's 2011 budget proposal, which was never enacted. Sperling says the new stopgap continuing resolution is already $44 billion lower than that proposal.
The president has moved nearly halfway to where the Republicans want to be. He has shown he's willing to work in good faith to compromise.
Sperling suggested the White House might move a bit more, but he said the further cuts must not damage America's ability to compete in the global economy. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News. Ohio's state Senate has narrowly approved a bill that would restrict the collective bargaining rights of more than a third of a million teachers, police officers, firefighters, and other public employees. State Senate President Tom Niehaus insists the bill is not a union-busting measure.
We are not eliminating collective bargaining. We are putting some criteria in to make it more balanced.
The measure is likely to pass the Ohio House and be signed by the state's GOP Governor John Kasich. The Army has charged the private who is suspected of leaking more than a quarter of a million classified documents to the WikiLeaks group with aiding the enemy. WikiLeaks has posted thousands of those documents online. The charge is one of nearly two dozen new counts against Private First Class Bradley Manning. Although the charge of aiding the enemy can carry the death sentence, Army prosecutors have notified Manning's lawyers they will not recommend that punishment. President Obama has honored a number of musicians, artists, and writers with medals for their works in the arts and the humanities. NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports Mr. Obama called the White House ceremony one of the great joys of his job.
President Obama said some of this year's recipients created works that shaped him. Jazz musician Sonny Rollins, writers Philip Roth and Harper Lee. The National Medal of Arts and the National Humanities Medal are considered the highest honors given by the government in the world of arts and letters. This year's recipients also included poet Wendell Berry, Jacob's Pillow Dance Festival, and pianist Van Cliburn. Honoree Quincy Jones told The Washington Post, "You know, a country is really defined by its culture." Elizabeth Blair, NPR News, Washington.
And I'm Craig Windham, NPR News. Support.